Hey guys, Andy here. Hope you're well. I too am well. But there is no new episode this week, unfortunately. We will be back as normal next week. But in the meantime, we are putting out this previously only available on Patreon episode where we're pitching each other movie ideas. We come up with a few, I think it was two movie ideas each, and the other one has to decide whether it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down. They're always a lot of fun, and if you enjoy this one, please consider checking out the old Patreon. And we will also be doing a live version of this at our upcoming live show on the 23rd of May. So if you like this format, we will be doing it again next month. So check it out. The link to the tickets are in our bio. We would love to see you there. We're very excited about it. But anyway, enough about me. Here's the episode, and we'll catch you next week. We love you. Well, I love you. Terry, I love you if you sign up to the Patreon. Okay, bye. Bloody hell, are you? It's another motherfucking pitch it in H, aka the pitch meeting, aka we pitch each other movies. Terry.
Andy.
I got something for that motherfucking ass.
Okay, just let me get into character.
Okay. Now, who's pitching who first?
You can, well, do you want to pitch
I'll
me?
Pitch you first, yeah. So you're the movie producer.
Yeah.
And
I am head of the studio.
I am the slick young hot shot. Well, the slick. Actually, no. I'm not slick. You're slick.
You're more like the journeyman that feels like he's finally struck gold.
I've been waiting tables for years, trying to get people to take a look at this screenplay, and now I finally got my chance, and I'm not going to blow it. Okay.
You're very welcome here, Aaron.
Dandy, but Listen, I got a movie that's going to blow the goddamn doors off A24, off other studios that I can't think of right now.
A24? Those small fries?
Where am I? Wait, you're on A24?
No.
Okay. Picture this.
Is that the title?
No. The movie is called Reunion Ruckus.
Okay. Well, I do love some alliteration, let me tell you.
Okay, now. Picture this. The town of Ridgemont hasn't seen a high school reunion like this in decades. Okay? The class of 93 is coming back. Four unlikely buddies. Okay.
What reunion?
30-year reunion.
Okay,
the class of 2003. That actually makes more sense with the song. Okay, I'm going to turn this up. Okay. So scratch that already. Class of 03.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now it's just plain Third Eye Blind. Okay. So, four unlikely buddies, all a bit down on their luck.
Why are they unlikely? Like, what about them makes them unlikely?
They're all different.
Yes, but like...
Unlikely buddies.
Yeah, okay.
They're all different.
Okay. They're still friends after 20 years?
No.
Okay.
They're not. But they're back... together.
Okay.
Okay, for this one. Then one of them, so they're gearing up for a night of nostalgia and hilarity, okay? And one of them is hoping to meet the one who got away. He had a very...
so far, so basic.
Okay, now.
Don't do that again.
Excuse me. I think you'll be more impressed when I tell you who's in this movie, okay? You want to know who the four buddies are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four buddies are, have you heard of someone called Idris Elba? Or Big Driss, as he's known in the music scene?
Played golf with him last week.
Great. He's in it. Jack Black.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
And Brendan Fraser. They're the four buddies.
Okay.
The one that got away, Chrissy Askren is her character name.
Okay. Who's playing Chrissy Askren?
Jennifer Aniston.
Now,
I had thought of it being the year 93, so I was going for characters in their 50s. So we can work around it, but
yeah,
I guess they'd be in their 40s if it was a class of 03. God, we'd be from the class of 03.
We are the class of 03, you idiot.
Is that 02?
03. Reshow 3.
Christ.
Yeah. This is like, you should be pitching people our age. You're our age.
Okay, anyway, back in character. Class of 93. It's back in character. It is the class of 93.
It's the 30th anniversary.
Yeah, 30th. They missed the 20th anniversary. Because Brendan Fraser's wife, who's a real beating him down, you know, he's a real like, oh, I'm sorry, dear. you know, he's an insurance broker. So okay. Boring, you know, is with a hard ass wife. Anyway, she took off. And anyway, so they're all looking for, you know, one big night. Anyway, so here's some possible scenarios in the movie, right? Now,
have you not written this script?
I've written it. Buddy, but it's, it can go either way.
Okay.
I'm very versatile, okay? So there is possibly a scene where Bradley Cooper, he goes to a vintage store because he wants to dress like he dressed in 93, okay? He wants to relive his youth. Buys a denim jacket, you know, because when he was young, he was the king. The guy at the store remembers him. He went out with his sister and never called her back. So he puts drugs in the front pocket of his denim jacket and sends him on his way. And he calls the cops. The cops chase him down as he's driving. He's like, oh man, what's this? He gets thrown in the slammer, okay? Now, Butch, a.k.a. Brendan Fraser, okay? Why are you laughing, sir?
So far, so basic.
He's an insurance adjuster. He goes in pretending to be his lawyer. There's some scene where he falls on the cell door and it just opens and they scarper out of there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that can go either way. So they get there, they see Jack Black and Big Driss, okay? Big Driss used to be the fat kid, now he's Big Driss.
Okay.
So Jack Black used to be the jock, now he's let himself go. But he just wants one more glory moment. High school were his glory days. Mm. And now he's out of shape. He just wants one more moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was a bit of a prankster as well.
Okay.
Okay. So, he has
is
to plan.
Is this that's going to knock my socks off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just wait. Okay. He hatches a plan to revive their prankster reputation. He decides to liberate the school mascot, a giant foam eagle, and parade it around the reunion. Like, hey, look at me, you know.
A foam eagle
is the
mascot?
Yeah. It's on the school. Maybe it's not foam. Maybe it's something else. No, it's foam. It has to be foam, actually. It's important to the story.
What? Okay.
You with me so far?
Yeah, I
okay,
guess.
Great. So, okay.
A lot of schools have real animals as mascots.
Nope, not this one.
Okay.
When you see what happens next.
Not Cool Bridge High or whatever.
First of all, it is Ridgemont High. Okay. Now, he's running around the room with this thing. It catches on fire. It's made of foam.
Okay.
Okay. And they're all running around the room. He's running around the room like with his hair on fire, like, ah, you know, it's a bit slapstick. It's like a teen comedy, but for older people, okay?
Yeah.
Kicks the door down, the emergency door, jumps in the water. He's like, I'm so pathetic, you know, and all this sort of stuff. He's feeling down on himself. Anyway, there's a bully in it who never left town. He's a used car salesman.
Who plays him?
Walt Goggins. Okay?
Now, I'm gonna have to push back.
Okay.
Walt Goggins is the bully.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a bully face.
Yeah, but not a bully body. And you're saying there's guys like...
He can be wearing prosthetics, just out of shape. He's like a fat guy
what?
Now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out of shape. He's the bully, you know.
Think about that casting choice.
He sees Fraser. He's like, oh, brother, that you, bitch. His name is Butch, you know. That was his thing. He's like, yeah, Butch tits, how you doing, slugger? Big Driss comes up, he's like, hey, you want to feel these tits? Or something like that, right?
You've written dialogue.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I put effort into this, okay? Now, at this moment, the door kicks open. Well, it doesn't kick open. The door opens. And it's Jennifer Aniston. And then...
No,
because remember, this was from 93. And it's actually very important that it is from 93. Then she opens the door. It's Chrissy Askren. Chrissy the ass Askren. Right? So she comes in. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Fire is...
More fire?
Fire is spread around the reunion, right? Because after Jack Black was running around, one of the curtains caught on fire. And now it's going up, right? So, people are running around like, oh, the reunion's ruined. I just wanted one more moment. Now I'm going to burn down the school. So Bradley Cooper tries to stop people from leaving, right? Now, they've put the fire out, but, you know, the party's ruined. Bradley Cooper gets up and he starts playing I Would Do Anything for Love, right? And everyone's like, huh? Everyone starts coming back towards the stage. Then he, like, motions to Jack Black, get up here. Jack Black belts out I Would Do Anything for Love. Everyone's going crazy. That's his big moment. Then get you have it, yeah. Brendan Fraser and Aniston in the crowd. It's like, it was always you, you know, whatever. And then they kiss.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, she was the one who got away for him, right?
Okay.
And so then they kiss around the crowd. Everyone's like, yeah. And then Big Driss finishes it by saying, I'm getting too old for this shit. Now, when do we start production?
I mean,
it was a tour de force, okay? So I'm going to let you settle back down after that.
There's certain points I like it because, you know, they're cliches and classics for a reason and they work.
Cliches? Sir, did you not read Reunion Ruckus?
No, I didn't read it. Well, you just pitched it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole setting the place on fire,
yeah,
and then him getting up to, like, it's, you know, mm-hmm, bits of Back to the Future in there. You know, there's, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I need to flesh out the female character a little bit more.
She just shows up and it was always you.
He literally shows up. You play Meatloaf and then...
Classic script written by a man, huh?
It's Christina, the ass Askren.
That's her.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Maybe flesh her out a little bit and also flesh...
Show more flesh.
Yeah.
Chrissy Askren. You got it.
More well-rounded characters. Bradley Cooper's character, like... Mm-hmm. Doesn't, I don't know what's going on with him, or Jack Black, or Idris Elba.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Know?
Wow.
I need more character depth.
Okay.
But you know what? Our February slate is wide open.
The dumping ground. You kidding me? This is summer or Christmas blockbuster written all over it. Only a June release, or we walk.
Well then, my friend.
Okay, I'll take February.
We got a deal.
Yes! Come on! Yes, Terry.
All right.
All right. That's what I'm... I don't know if we're going to have time for all of
this. Yeah, we got it.
Okay, go. Okay. Shoot. I got 5 minutes.
Picture this.
I hate it. Okay.
It's the 1980s. Early 80s. Five friends are on a boat.
Okay.
The friends are Jeremy Allen White.
Never heard of him.
You might know him as Carmy from The Bear.
I never heard of any of those things.
Am I pitching to here? Jack Warner?
Listen, I got a lot of meetings today. So can you just get on with it, sir? Well, veto. We're going to get someone else.
No, he's the lead. He's signed on, all right? He's
okay.
Zoe Kravitz is his girlfriend.
Okay.
These are slightly older than the other guys that they're with. And they all work together. But they decided to get out on the boat together, right?
Okay.
We got Sydney Sweeney, who's very...
Who are these people?
Sydney Sweeney is very hot right now. Give it a quick Google. Oh. Will Poulter.
Fine.
And Sophie Turner of Game of Thrones, okay?
God. This is like a sort of movie you'd make me watch.
They're all on a boat, okay?
Back in character, yep.
And... there's a big storm and they wash up on an island in the middle of nowhere.
Oh dear.
Okay. They look around and they see no houses, some sort of big hospital or some big building off in the distance. And turns out that the only inhabitants on this island are a bunch of serial killers that have been shipped off here.
God.
To get out of society.
Now,
okay?
Before you continue any further, does this movie have a name?
It's called High and Dry. David Fincher is attached to direct.
Well, even still, I'm interested. Okay.
There's my cast, okay?
Okay.
My cast of serial killers.
Uh-huh.
And I've phoned each and every one of these, and they're all in if we can make it happen. Javier Bardem.
Okay.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Very good.
Zac Efron.
Ooh.
As a young kind of...
The young twisted one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina Ricci.
Okay. Definitely serial killer.
Michelle Yeoh.
I was going to have Michelle Yeoh as Chrissy the Ass Askren, and I changed it.
What does that mean?
Sir?
Excuse me.
We've never met before.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm thinking of another meeting. Excuse me, sir. Okay.
John Bernthal.
Okay.
Idris Elba.
You're joking. This is uncanny.
Elijah Wood.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
And Paul Walter Hauser. Just a few of the characters that have been living on this island.
Right. Now, we've heard about 20 characters, not so much in the plot.
The plot is our five intrepid youngsters have to get off the island.
Is it intrepid?
Intrepid.
Thank you.
Now, along the way, they meet a special ops agent that has been stranded there by his team many years earlier.
Years?
Yes.
How's he surviving?
Well, that's it. They had enough kind of stuff on the land to survive. As in, like there's livestock.
Okay.
And stuff. So what happens is the first serial killer they encounter, the kids don't know what to do. They're up against it. Oh my God. They're fresh meat. Mm. And James Badge Dale, our good guy, you may remember him from The Empty Man.
I don't remember that name or movie. Please continue. I don't know. You must not have known who you're pitching to here, pal. Crazy, I haven't heard of any of these people.
Crazy Clown Pictures. James Badge Dale, who was in Iron Man 3 as Guy Pearce's kind of heavy guy. Well, not heavy. He's like cool, nonchalant guy.
Okay, well, we'll work around it.
He's in The Departed.
I got a few clowns who were just aching for a role, so that's fine.
He's the good guy, and he basically saves their life, and then he is the one that's going to help them hopefully get off.
And the serial killers remain on this.
Oh, yeah. Like, some of them have been killed.
Is it guarded? Is there a police?
No. They're just, they're left there to, you know, fend for themselves.
Wow.
And, like, originally they were all killing each other, and they've kind of got it down to like 10 or 11. They all have their own bits of land. They all leave each other alone.
Right, right.
But anybody that threatens this delicate ecosystem is like, you know.
And do they eat the people if they kill them?
Yes.
Oh,
and nice. there is plenty of livestock.
Okay.
On the land, so you know.
So they're able to ensure
grow them. Food, yes. And you know, like
kind of got a farmer.
But they're completely away. Nobody knows they're here.
Okay.
And the big building is like an old abandoned hospital, insane asylum.
Okay.
So like some people live there, some people live in their own space, and then there is a little port. Or like a station off the island that is manned, that like these two guys have been stuck there in the middle of nowhere. Mark Ruffalo and Anthony Edwards.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
That's how they get out, basically. That's the end.
There are too many people in this movie.
But they're
you've listed about 42 actors. Heard of maybe three of them.
They're going to be killed off.
Now, we here at Crazy Clown Productions have a certain way of doing things, okay?
Right, yeah.
We give the people what they want. And we do it bloody well, okay? Now, half of those guys are never going to darken the door of Crazy Clown Productions. Okay? I'll tell you that right now.
A-tier stars.
Maybe Zac Efron. And the rest of them, we're going to have to talk about, okay?
Javier Bardem, Oscar winner. Michelle Yeoh, Oscar winner.
Oscar winners. Did you see the sign at the front of the door? No Oscar winners, okay? We don't like their kind around here. But I think your idea has some merit. I'm going to pass on it on this occasion.
You are kidding me.
I'm going to pass. It just doesn't have enough meat on the bones. It's got a lot of bones. Too many bones, if anything. Meat on them.
There's going to be a bunch of set pieces of like how they kill the serial killers.
Yeah, you should have put it in the pitch.
It is in the pitch. They have to survive. James Badge Dale helps them. Inevitably, the five of them aren't going to make it. So Will Poulter is dead. Probably Sophie Turner.
I feel like Will Poulter should be in the serial killer asylum.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm thinking of the same guy.
Who are you thinking of?
That kid.
Yeah.
Someone loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a serial killer?
He should definitely be in the serial killer. And Zac Efron should be out of there.
He's a bit too old. I want Jeremy Allen White to be the oldest one.
Well, look, I'm going to pass on it.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, but I know I got a guy in the biz. He may, I mean, it's the, some guy at age 24. Okay, you know what? Why don't you get the hell out of here? Yeah. Huh?
Fuck you.
Okay, well.
All right.
Please take your penis off the table.
That's what that is right there. Say goodbye to
these. I
got to
eat off there.
Because you're never going to see them again. I'll see myself out.
Please do. Yeah. Okay. Don't not accept this next one because I didn't accept yours, okay?
If it's good, I'll accept. I even accepted your bad one there.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. Now, I'll be very quick with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my fucking thing? Ugh. Where is it? The fuck? Where's my thing? Sorry, hang on. Hang on. I got it. here we go. Okay.
It could be like one of two places.
The title? The Nursery Rhyme Killer. Dun, 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 dun.
Pass.
They don't even know. Okay. A group of teens.
Is the killer called Simple Simon?
Please, sir.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know what.
It's been a long day. For you.
I can go back another time.
I've moved from my cigar to my chew.
Okay, I'll be quick, sir. Apparently, a group of teens have realized that if you look into a mirror while holding a candle, say a nursery rhyme, then blow the candle out, the nursery rhyme comes true. Okay?
Okay.
So.
So what? You become an egg and fall off a wall?
That'd be silly. Okay.
Enlighten me.
So they're like, this is bullshit. So they go hickory dickory dock. Okay. They're all looking in the mirror. And they're like, you guys are so stupid. They wake up the next morning. You hear? One of the kids' uncles who works in the antique store, they sell a lot of clocks, was brutally murdered at the stroke of midnight. Okay. They're like, it couldn't be. It couldn't be.
Did a mouse murder him?
A rat's tail was found at the scene. it may have just been a calling card, but the police don't know yet. Okay. Then the community descends into fear. One of the kid's parents, a local baker, Timothy Oliphant, is concerned. Okay.
Okay.
He was a police officer, but I changed it to baker for later on. You'll see why.
okay. Change it from Timothy Oliphant as well.
No, never. That night, they're like, no, it couldn't have been us. There's only one way to find out. Ring a ring a rosy. One of them does that. Then one of the kids takes a shower. You see it, okay? It's a piece. Or boobs. Then the water changes. It's like straight away they start coughing. An hour later, they got black boils all over them. Dead. All right? Wait. Someone's tampered with the water.
What?
Wasn't ring a rosy used to do with the plague or something?
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tissue, we all fall down. Okay. I don't know. That might have been a different disease. Mm. Either way, we'll just roll with it, okay? Jack and Jill. Okay.
No fucking whore. Is Andrew Dice Clay in this movie?
No. He's the killer.
Right, okay, now we're talking.
Well, fucking giddy. Yeah. Every time he stabs him.
The Dice Man go way back.
They go, Jack and Jill. A couple is found at the bottom of the hill, their heads brutally decapitated. They were having a twisted love affair. One of them was... Okay, no, never mind that. One of them, his wife. I don't even know whose wife. Anyway, Timothy Oliphant asks the kids questions. Wife? Maybe, yeah. Realizes the only way he can catch them is to do it himself. Pat a cake. The baker's man. All right, you see what I did there?
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. Anyway, he's working late in the baker's, doing his thing. Suddenly, he opens a door, gets stabbed. It's someone in a mask. They mark a P on his chest. Pat it and prick it and mark it with a P. Turns out it's one of the kids who never forgave him for ruining her 18th birthday cake. What do you say?
When do we start?
I'll be honest.
And like the way you smugly threw it down, it's like, and it's because, like, what, is that the end? A hero was killed because
we can work it out at the end. It's just a draft form.
Pass.
Well, you're very quick to pass.
Go to Shudder with this, okay?
Okay, maybe.
This has
popped my glasses off.
This has Shudder original written all over it. Okay, I can't help you. I can't help you here, friend. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I'll take my business elsewhere.
Pass.
How about that? Okay. Hard, so goodbye.
Hard pass. Now.
Okay.
One quick last one.
Okay. Shoot.
I have got the rights to DC Comics Batman.
Are you a billionaire, sir?
I won them in a poker game.
Oh, okay. Fair.
So I want to make a new Batman movie.
Okay.
Right, but I need you guys to fund it.
Okay, how much are you talking? Straight away.
150.
Billion?
Batman.
You're trying to do a joke for the bit. It's not. I tried to do a forced spit take and it really didn't work. Okay. Please don't let that put you off. I'm a very cool, slick individual.
The movie is called Death of a Knight.
Ooh, okay.
So, the pitch is Batman dies in the opening 10 minutes of this movie.
Ooh.
Murdered. Okay. Poisoned, maybe. The rest of the film is following a young homeless child, kid.
Okay.
Teen.
Okay.
Early 20s.
Okay.
Zoomer.
Old man.
Yeah. that stumbles in to the unused Batcave many years later. Gotham is descended into chaos. There's nobody protecting him. Mm. And he finds all this cool shit. And he tries to become Batman.
Is that an industry term?
Again. Yes.
How does he find this cave? It's notoriously hard to find.
Well, he's, you know, living out in the streets, mm-hmm. and he kind of falls off a bridge and floats down the river down to, you know, where the Bat Cave is. Uh-huh. Ends up there. Like, what is this place? Wayne Manor, this place has been boarded up for years, ever since Bruce Wayne mysteriously died. And then also Batman went missing. That was weird, but I'm sure they're not
just like a skeleton with the whole thing. Hello, sir. Ah! How are you still alive?
Arthur's dead.
The bridge. Or is he Australian?
One of the best line readings, like, you haven't given up on me, Arthur. He's like, Alfred. He's like, you haven't given up on me, Alfred, have you? He's like, never. Never, sir.
Okay.
So he wants to become new Batman. Okay. So he's doing his origin story, testing out all his stuff. But then
I do like a good montage.
There is another who also has taken up the mantle of being Batman. A girl.
Oh, he's spilled it on himself. Jesus
so we have Christ. A Batman or boy and a Batgirl who are almost competing against one another to become the Batman.
Okay.
The protector of Gotham City. But then they realize they can't do it against each other. They need to team up in order to take down the team of the Joker and the Riddler, or maybe Hugo Strange. I don't know. I haven't figured out.
Who the fuck is Hugo Strange?
I'll get you some comics to read. Okay. But
who's playing these two sad sex?
Batman who dies is Michael Fassbender.
Okay.
So he's gone in the first 10 minutes. Timothy Chalamet,
okay,
is young new Batman.
Okay.
And Caitlin Dever is Batgirl.
Whatever. Don't know who that is.
She's great.
Okay.
She's amazing. Booksmart.
What did you say the title's called?
Death of a Knight.
Okay.
And
scratch that.
Okay.
It's called Bat Off. Okay.
I own the rights. I can take this to any studio I want.
Okay. Well, how about that's exactly what you do, okay? I want you to get up here. Leave the script.
It's my script.
We'll take good care
of it. I'm not leaving this anyway.
We'll see that it gets back to you. Is that it?
Joker is going to be Jeff Goldblum, old man Joker.
Now I'm sitting up in my chair, sir.
And Riddler is, we're going to go Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sir. Come on. Yes. 100% yes.
Brilliant. Finally, I can retire after writing my one script and winning the rights to the Batman franchise
spent
in a poker game.
Penny I had. Okay, well, look. One yes and one no each. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was generous at my yes, but whatever. Yeah, well, how do you turn down High and Dry? Imagine that. Imagine a movie with A-list serial killers.
It's like, have you seen a movie called Rat Race?
Yes.
Now, I think you will agree, like I would, that that was too stacked with A-list cast members. A-list cast members. Now, if Rat Race can't do it, what makes you think whoever these unknowns are going to hold?
Mads Mikkelsen or...
Bless you. All right. Well, look, on that note, folks.
We had a lot of fun here today, folks. Oh, man.
Thanks, and we love you.
We love you. Send in any requests that you have, as per usual. We love having a bit of fun here. Thanks so much for funding the Patreon for us. You know, it really...
We love you. It's the best part about podcasting for me, you know?
And me too. But thanks again. Great. Behind the paywall, you get the big L from me, as per usual.
Big ol' L from me.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Goodbye.
On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's on it, I wanna feel just a little. I'll feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no, and I won't burn for my life. She's got the toss out, locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. Something else. Not listening when you say